three.
Let's go.
One, two, three.
Three.
Let's go.
All right, back here for one final segment of Texans Extra Points, and we're so happy that you're watching, so happy that you're, you know, having a good Saturday, hopefully. Drew, Deepy, and Mark, all right, we've got a week ahead in which the Texans have a little bit of extra rest.
Right.
They're taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars on the road. They've had a lot of success over the last few years there, six of the last eight. So what needs to happen this week for the Houston Texans other than getting guys healthy? But what's got to go on?
First and foremost, yeah, it'd be nice to get guys like Quentin Demps and Nate Washington, Cecil Shorts, all those guys healthy. May not be enough time to get all three of them back, but hopefully they're a little bit more on the mend than they were against Indianapolis. I'd like to see more pressure on the quarterback, especially Blake Bortles being a young quarterback. We haven't seen as many sacks from J.J. Watt and Clowney as we were expecting to see. I'd like to see more of that. I think this defense just needs to get in sync a little bit better, and that's something hopefully they can work on during the time off.
You know, I think they got to avoid the early disastrous play, the turnover, whatever. If they were able to score on the opening drive against the Colts on Thursday, we have a completely different situation. How about getting a lead, an actual 7, maybe a 10-point lead, my goodness. Then you can fire off on the quarterback, maybe make them one-dimensional, and capitalize with your pass rush like you're saying, DP. You're just not seeing that right now with this football team. And you mentioned the penalties. That is absolutely crucial to clean up. They're going to get an extra day of practice on Monday and then go through your normal Tuesday day off and then the normal week. So I think that extra day is going to be big for them, actually. And I know a lot of the fans, media, they're saying, oh, the season's over at 1-4. Look, win one, take it from there. This team has to just shut out the noise, block out what's going on outside of the building, and just focus on themselves and try to win one football game.
All right, that's you each have given me about one key. I want the custodian key ring, though. You know, like how we had in elementary school, the guy had all the keys.
Yeah.
So give me just a couple more that you got to see for this week and really over the next 3 weeks.
Number 23, Arian Foster. Yeah. Want to see him get to 100%. He's getting there slowly and surely, but if he can do what he normally does, this team is well on its way. Because even against the Colts, he's their, you know, he's their weakness. If he can rush for 100 yards and have those games where he's receiving and rushing, this team can do well and win. And the record, I think, when Arian Foster's running the ball well is very good. That's got to be one of the keys. He's got to get himself back up to 100%.
Yeah, we always talk about you got to run the football. Obviously, you got to run the football. Got to stop the run. Stop the run. Force the opponent into 3rd and 10 a little bit more often. I guarantee you're going to have a much nicer time defensively. And maybe Clowney can finally get a sack and you get some of the other guys participating in the pass rush, you know, making hay in the offensive backfield more. But you have to be able to stop the run. If teams are getting 4 or 5 yards a pop against you, that is all day. That's a big, troubling situation like it was Thursday night and against the Falcons.
The dam's going to break there soon for Jadeveon Clowney and I think for this defense as a whole. All right, Mark, Deepy, thanks so much for joining me tonight on Texans Extra
Points. Thanks for having me on the show finally.
Oh, hey, well, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, timing, circumstances, all that stuff.
Everybody's gone home.
Yeah, you know how it goes.
Saturday.
Well, we hope you guys have a good one. We thank you so much for watching. We will see you again next week as the Texans get ready for the Jags.
From the 42, one snap. Hoyer gets the snap. And he airs it long toward the end zone. And it's caught by Dylan Foster for a touchdown.